Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-4733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
I don't know if I just said the number correctly. 855-450-3733 is the number. I don't know what I said.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. It was autopilot for a moment. So apparently, masks are making people meaner and dumber, according to this article that Conan has brought in. So tell us more about this, Conan.
And during the break, I did have the opportunity to think about the "I hate people" comment. I don't hate people.
Okay.
But it has made me angry.
Yeah.
For sure. So, no, I don't hate little old grandma, little 70-year-old grandma who's giving me the stink eye in Walgreens because I'm not wearing a mask, but...
Yeah, it's not anger for me as much as it is like a maybe frustration with people, like you know, just watching them in their masks going around. It's like, oh,
like zombies,
man. Yeah,
like
I used the term pity earlier, and I think that's probably a more appropriate term for how I feel about it. It's like, man, these people just had the wool pulled over their eyes. They'll go along to get along. They'll do anything.
And those
ones, they're afraid.
And those are the people who I fear in the long run. We were talking about, I'm talking about consequences for the whole last segment.
Well, they're the reason why things get worse.
Exactly. The people I'm afraid of throwing rocks through my window are stealing my material wealth. These are the people. The people that just go along to get along. The
zombies. How are they
wearing
stealing your material wealth?
He's talking about they could.
I'm talking about down the road. I'm talking about the true consequences of this pandemic. This is where it's going. People are going to be hungry. They're throwing meat out. They're throwing produce out. They're dumping milk down the drains.
Well, in some places, but Mississippi's governor passed some sort of executive order that allows people in Mississippi to directly buy produce and meat from the farmers of Mississippi.
As long as they're out next, is close enough to the farm where they can get to it, I'm not worried about them.
Mississippi's like 90%.
I'm not worried about our last caller from Jefferson who's up in the country and they've all got guns. I'm worried about the cities. I'm worried about Boston.
That's the entire state of Mississippi.
I'm worried about Boston. And they're starving and they're like, what do we do?
People in the city.
And they go out to the countryside. They come out where we live.
I suppose.
They come to New Hampshire, they're going to get shot.
Well, they need to go. Well, they need to go south. Because they're
going to get shot in the South. Get shot more.
And even if you think you can go over to hippie Vermont, you're going to get shot because they got guns too. So I'm just.
But I don't think any of that is going to happen at this point. I think this is just the test run for 2 or 3 years from now.
Wait for the second wave. That is only going to come because we did.
That's my point. The second wave is going to come 2 or 3 years from now.
No, it's going to come this year.
Summer, right?
It's going to come this year. You know why? Because no one has built up huge immunity.
The economy will be
because
in too bad of a shape.
They've been quarantined so long, they haven't had the opportunity to build up their immunity.
I understand, but you're presuming that the disease is actually a threat to people, so the immunity is going to matter. I don't think it is. I think the whole thing, the whole narrative from the media and the government is probably completely fabricated.
It's not a threat. It is just that. It's
so
the fabrication.
Yes.
The people are going to swallow it. They're going to swallow it up.
That's my point. They won't be able to because the economy is going to be in such dire straits at that point.
Not if they get stimulus package number two.
That's not going to make the economy any better.
No, it's going to keep people alive for a little bit longer. It's going to keep them occupied playing video games and watching the Tiger King season 2. Is that coming?
No.
Actually, no. No,
he's in prison.
No,
are they
going to
have Nick Cage do a series?
Yeah, they're talking about doing a Nick Cage series. That'll keep them occupied for a little bit longer.
So anyway, I don't see this as being the big one. I just don't see how it could be.
Well, I mean, it's big. It just could be worse. You know, I mean, as far as the impact that's big is the impact to our liberties, the impact to society, the impact to the availability of food products, jobs, and I think we're only just starting to see that impact right now.
This is the wake-up call, and my frustration is I don't think enough people have who are even considering it. I think there's too many Aryas out there that you don't think this is it. And I'm saying no. And you know what? It doesn't even matter if it's not it. We have to...
It matters significantly if this isn't the big... This is a test run for what they actually want to do.
Which is where you would want people to actually start waking up.
Yes.
Buying more ammo, what they're doing, buying more seeds and getting out and doing more gardening and raising more chickens, which they're not doing, which I've seen in my area. I've seen a lot more of it out in the woods, but I'm worried about my neighbors right next door to me who see what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Are you worried about them or are you afraid of them? Because there's a big difference between the two things.
I am aware that they're going to be, that if they run out of food.
Okay, so you messed around saying you're afraid of them. Got it.
We're gonna have to hook up Webster's right there and figure out what the difference between afraid and aware is. I don't know.
You're aware of a threat that they pose to you.
Potential threat.
I'm aware of a potential threat. So I guess, is that the definition of afraid? If it is, then yes, I'm afraid of my neighbors coming and encroaching on my personal space and wanting to take what I have, take my wealth, because they had all this opportunity to work on themselves, work on their own, and they didn't because they thought it was just going to blow over and Trump was going to bail us all out. The government was going to bail us out. Big Daddy, thanks.
See, if there were more stimulus. I have to disagree, though. If you're saying there are more Aryas out there, if that was true,
I think no,
things would be a lot better because more people would be buying and gold.
Absolutely.
And a lot more hair color. It'd be really cool.
Yes, it would be...
What else do we need to know about this,
all right,
Conan?
So it makes you angry. It makes you crazy. I'm going to paraphrase. Your mask makes you afraid. Basically, what happens, according to this article, we have been, especially during, it's been all throughout, throughout human history, but especially prevalent in the last year, we've been told what to do. Everything's been laid out for us. We've been told where we can go. We've been told who we can hang out with. We've been told how far we can stand from everybody. You walk into a store and they've got these damn arrows all over the place telling you where you can be and you can't walk a certain way.
The micromanagement is just absolutely insane.
And as far as I'm concerned, this is public school. You're being told everything you can do and everything you can't do, and you have to raise your hand to get permission to do things. And what that does is it prevents you from thinking on your own.
I think you'd be proud of me, Conan.
It makes you dumber.
I went to Price Chopper or somewhere recently, and, you know, they had...
You were intentionally walking up and down the wrong aisles?
No, I went one step further than that. You know, they have this great big little rat maze you have to go through to even get to the checkout. You have to go all the way down here.
I just went underneath the rest.
Nice.
I was doing that at Home Depot the other day.
There's no one in the way. It's like running a stop sign at 5 in the morning on a back road. You know?
I am proud of you. And by the way, I was doing it at Home Depot. I was doing the exact same at Home Depot, but you know what? So were other people.
I love to see that. And, you know, to your point, though, about this micromanagement, Conan, of everybody being told what to do, what they can't do, I mean, the absurdity just continues. Here's a quickie from ABC7News.com, Santa Clara County, California, reporting that drive-by parades, which are the new way of celebrating, the new really lame now way of celebrating. I don't know, have you heard about
this? A drive-by parade.
Yeah, so I saw there was...
Isn't every parade sort of a drive-by parade?
I know, but now they're 60 miles an hour, and they're launching candy at you with a candy launcher.
No, not like that. What it is like, the first time I saw this was some video actually from here in New Hampshire. I don't know if it was WMUR or The Sentinel or one of these news agencies, but it was like, so-and-so's graduating today, because it's, you know, high school / college graduation time, and so-and-so's graduating and their family celebrated by driving by and honking. So rather than, you know, like getting out of their cars and saying hello or giving them a hug, now the family or their friends or whoever, they just drive by, they honk their horns, and that's it. That's the new thing. That's what people are doing to celebrate.
And everyone is standing on their porch. And they're banging on pots with spoons like they were in England?
No, that didn't happen. It was just people driving by and honking their horns. But in California, those are now prohibited. Calls have been coming in about the safety of drive-by parades in the county, and officials have decided to make it public that they do not fall under the shelter-in-place order. The county released the following statement about these new community celebrations. Quote, the rule has been in place since the first March 16th order, aimed at having people shelter in place at home, minimizing going out for anything that is not an essential function. Car parades were never envisioned as something that would be allowed, because from a public health perspective, you want to minimize public gatherings.
Thanks, crazy people.
So people just staying in their cars and driving, that's now completely unacceptable in California. You can't do that.
And wear your mask while you're driving.
Right.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Saddle up. It's new Dynavite for horses.
Dynavite does give you quick results. One horse, the first time I fed Dynavite to her, she took off running across the whole pasture as fast as she could. You could just tell she felt great. And it doesn't take much, just one little scoop in their grain. I've been feeding Dynavite to my five horses, and within 2 weeks, I noticed a difference in their coat and their behavior. Nasdaq was a three-year-old thoroughbred, and I only had 8 to 10 weeks to get this horse in shape for the retired racehorse project last year. Dynavite really helped him to relax his muscles, regenerate, rebuild, and stay physically and mentally fit for the job. We got top 20. You do see horses take in these 15 different supplements that are all going to overreact with each other, and I think that would make a very confused horse. Simple is so much better. I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, talk radio that you control. You can call and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, now with AnyPay, you can earn a passive income for every purchase at those businesses. So you have, finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You make it happen, and you receive the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. Commissions are instant. There's no waiting for weeks or months for your payout. No waiting for a certain threshold or whatever. It's instant. As soon as someone makes a purchase using Bitcoin Cash or Dash, you get a commission. So again, that's AnyPayInc.com. We highly recommend you check it out. Just about every business in the area that accepts cryptocurrency here in Keene does so using AnyPay, and it's incredibly convenient. I love everything about it. So coming out of Colorado is a restaurateur who has upset the government, which is not surprising. It's not hard to do that.
It's not surprising at all. Not these days.
No, it's increasingly easy.
Yeah, okay, so they shut down another restaurant who had opened up in violation of the state orders, and there was a follow-up headline that made it sound like he had reopened since the shutdown. That is not the case. He has not reopened since the shutdown. I either misread or whatever, but now it's becoming a little bit more clear. However, customers, the update from this story is today, customers have shown up to his business and have begun taping money to his front window.
Awesome.
Just as a show of support for this guy. Let me tell you a little bit about what happened here. This is according to DenverPost.com, the story out of Castle Rock, Colorado, where state health officials suspended the license of a Castle Rock restaurant, CNC Coffee and Korean Kitchen. They suspended his license after he'd opened to large Mother's Day crowds, a warning to other Colorado eateries that might also consider defying the statewide public health order that limits restaurants to takeout and delivery services. The restaurant presented a, quote, immediate health hazard, according to Jared Polis, who's the governor at the news conference, that its business license is now suspended until it no longer creates a threat to public health, likely for at least 30 days.
Not to mention threatening governor's authority.
Yeah, well, that's it. They can't just let somebody get away with this, because then other business owners are going to jump on board.
Domino effect.
And do the same thing.
But he had a crowd.
And it'll make the governor look stupid.
That's right.
So there were plenty of people willing to go out to his restaurant.
Yeah, and in fact, there was some cell phone video that was taken inside the restaurant showing the supermajority of people not wearing masks, not social distancing. It looked like a normal day at one of this, you know, very busy restaurant. And boy, they can't have that. They can't just have people acting like everything is normal. So the story here at Denver Post, Paulus, who is the governor, again says, quote, I pray that nobody falls sick from businesses that choose to violate the law. But if the state didn't act and more businesses followed suit, it's a near guarantee that people would lose their lives. Which, of course, people are going to lose their lives every day anyway, so what would be different about that? And it would further delay the opening of legitimate businesses. Unquote. The restaurant drew national attention after it opened to dine-in customers Sunday with crowds of people filling all the tables and the patios. Now, this is the guy that deserves the most praise, because there have been business owners so far who I've given praise to because they've opened up despite the order not to. Mm-hmm. Like, that's worth saying, attaboy, right? Like, that's worth giving them some credit.
Sure.
But they've almost all so far, with the exception of this guy in Colorado that we've heard of, all of these business owners have always been like, oh, well, we're social distancing. We're requiring masks. Yup, you got to wait outside the door. You can't come in yet. Oh, well, there's somebody in here.
We put our plexiglass window up in front of the register.
So they're all showing how obedient they are. Look how obedient we are. We just want to be able to open up.
They just want to make money so they don't fall through the cracks.
But this is the only guy who has been like, you know what, just come on in, sit where you want.
Well, but the Texas lady, the Texas barber.
She was doing the same crap where you could only, you had to stay outside. You couldn't come in unless it was your appointment. There was no walk-ins. You had to make an appointment. You had to wear a mask as a customer. The whole thing. Look, it was all this signaling of, oh, look how obedient. We're being really obedient. We really care about this COVID thing. This guy, I love it. He's just like, come on in. Eat at your own risk. And the place was packed with people. The restaurant, again, drew national attention and remained open Monday afternoon despite the suspension and an order from the Tri-County Health Department to shut down. So he did open despite that, apparently. Customers continued to dine there. John Douglas, Tri-County's executive director, says, quote, "It is disheartening that this restaurant has chosen to move ahead of the public orders and not even consider implementing best practices to prevent the spread of COVID-19." So the governor's office didn't immediately answer questions about how they will enforce the license suspension, the order to close, and the statewide mandate that restaurant workers wear masks when interacting with the public. Owners Jesse and April Arellano reopened the restaurant as a service to the community after receiving emails from customers who were tired of being cooped up and wanted to celebrate Mother's Day with a meal out. Jesse Arellano said Monday, quote, "We're here to serve the people of the community any way we can help. And that's why we're in the business, to serve people," he said. "I've seen a lot of love, and I've seen a lot of hate. We've gotten death threats." Quote, "We're going to burn the place down." Quote, "I hope all your family gets COVID and dies." Things like that.
Oh, yeah, says. We've seen it. We've now, seen
these,
it here.
These people talk like they're acting out of compassion. You know,
right.
Their goal is to prevent the spread of COVID, or so they claim. And then you have them on social media and sending emails that say things like, "I hope you and your entire family die."
Yeah.
It's very confusing. It's not...
Well, it makes perfect sense when you think about it in terms of the us and them mentality that you were alluding to in the first part of the
show.
And
you want to talk about people who are hating others. Those people are hating.
Oh, yeah. They're at the top of the list of people who are hating.
Well, this is projection. These people are seriously angry. We're talking about me being angry. I think these people are seriously angry all the time, and this is just them projecting their ideals onto the rest of us.
I mean, it's also true that they have to hope that, because if he and his family don't get COVID and die, then it proves that he's right and they're wrong.
And that's what's going to happen.
What's going
to
happen?
The restaurateur is going to survive all of this. It's going to make all of these haters look stupid, except they're not going to remember that they had these. They were filing these death threats.
He won't survive it, at least as far as his business. The restaurant had complied with the state's restrictions for 2 months. He said he was in a tight spot financially.
And I mean, survive COVID.
Okay.
He might die
well,
some
even
other
if he
way.
Does, they have countless examples of this pastor defied quarantine and then he got COVID and died. They have plenty of examples of that.
They got like one.
It was one guy.
They got like one guy. He was probably, and I don't know.
Oh, dude, there's been dozens
of pastors dying.
No,
maybe not pastors, but protesters. This guy led this protest.
Yeah, and he died of a heart attack a week later.
Quote, "Everyone is this the owner of the restaurant. Everyone is tired of this, and they're ready to live life. What kind of life are we going to have if we're all scared to live, and we're always in a bubble? No one wants to live like that. There are risks all over the place every day. There are animals who can hurt you in the mountains, but you don't stop going there. You can drown in the ocean surfing, but people still go." And he's right on.
Yep, they still rock climb, too.
It's the what?
Hang glide and hot rock. And they're all the lefties, too. The crazies. The ones that live on the edge.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is proposing another $3 trillion stimulus package. The bill would provide money to state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers, and expanded mail-in voting programs. Republicans are not embracing the measure, including Republican Senator from South Dakota, Mike Rounds.
What this is an attempt to put their wish list together. Look, they're trying to spend $3 trillion, and in the middle of it, they're suggesting once again such crazy things as using federal funds for abortions. Those are the types of things that we just simply can't handle. They know that that's a non-starter in the United States Senate.
The price American consumers paid for groceries in April rose 2.6%, making it the largest one-month rise in 46 years. The price of meat, fish, poultry, and eggs rose all over 4%. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says former President Barack Obama should have held back in criticizing President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell appearing online during a Trump online campaign event.
I think President Obama should have kept his mouth shut. You know, we know he doesn't like much this administration is doing. That's understandable. But I think it's a little bit classless, frankly, to critique an administration that comes after you. You had your shot. You were there for 8 years. I think the tradition that the Bushes set up of not critiquing the president who comes after you is a good tradition.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's support among women is declining amid allegations of sexual assault and harassment. According to a newly released survey from Morning Consult, Biden's favorability among women fell more than 6 points since mid-April, with only 44 viewing him favorably. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about a restaurateur out of Colorado who is actually not just paying lip service to the ideas of running his business. He's not using any type of excuse about needing to provide for his family or anything. He's just saying, no, screw the government. I'm opening up the restaurant because this is what people in the community have asked for. And the government did not like that. So they pulled his license to operate, presumably. Mm-hmm. And it's unclear how they're going to enforce that, they say. But let's be honest here. We know how they're going to enforce it if he continues to try to operate his business.
Yeah, usually it's a certain number per day in fines is typical if you operate outside of whatever government permission slip that you have. Plus, there's also the possibility that he could face misdemeanor criminal charges for violating the public health order, which could be up to a year in jail and a fine of up to $1,000. But it's really the daily fines that hits a business the hardest. And another frustration of mine as somebody who's just sort of watching this, I don't have $1 million tied up in a restaurant or whatever, so I understand why businesses take the cautious road. I get it. Yeah. But, you know, if it's getting to the point where you're going to lose your business, where your entire investment is going to be lost because you can't open, or you can't open in the way that you want to open, at that point, what have you really got to lose? Oh, well, I understand they're going to hit you with a bunch of fines. I get that. But why are people even talking about paying these fines? That's the only other disappointment. Otherwise, I love this guy. I mean, the things he says are spot on. He is, like, in favor of freedom. And, hey, he understands risk is part and parcel of life. And he said some really great statements here. And then there's the question about, you know, what are they going to do about the fines? Are they going to pay the fines? Many business owners are talking about paying these fines. And it's like, that's what the problem is. You're just encouraging these people if you pay them for abusing you like this. He's got customers who want to help. They're taping money. The latest story on this is that they're taping money to his front window because he is closed at the moment because they came in and they threatened him, and I guess he finally got scared. But let me go on with a couple of other things he had to say
before
here.
Before we get further into that, let's go to the phones. We've got BitLoss calling. BitLoss, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so as I was saying, I subcontract for a company, and I work directly on their facility. And
you were saying that to me during the screening process, so the listeners not heard any of this.
Got it. So for a few weeks, they were giving the direct employees masks and refusing to give subcontractors masks, which I thought was a little crazy. But then they came up with this mandatory rule that everyone has to wear masks, and they started giving them to everyone. So I started wearing a mask, but I also have underlying health conditions. And after a few weeks, I started getting really bad migraines and having trouble breathing due to the mask.
Yep.
And so I went into work today and I just wasn't wearing it. And I was approached by another employee. He sent an email to my manager at the company I subcontract for, and it just went way up the chain. And so I got in a meeting with my manager. He said, okay, just for today, just put your shirt over your nose when you go out of your cube. And I was like, you know what? Whatever. Okay. That's great. You know, it's not applying pressure to my head and causing migraines. So I did that. And, apparently that was not okay because then more emails went further up the chain. And, then I was told if I'm seen without a mask, they'll escort me off the property. So it's just crazy. Like even
your medical injection was not respected, right, is what you're saying?
Right, yes. And on top of that, it's emails are going to the HR department right now, but they're talking about some issues since I'm a subcontractor or whatever. It's just, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, the world of contractors and subcontractors, it's not going to help you much with HR, I'm afraid.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They probably can simply terminate your contract.
And replace you with someone who will wear a mask.
Yeah.
And on top of that, it's they have work I can do from home, but they won't allow me to do it, even though they know I have a compromised respiratory system.
Now, why won't they allow you to do it? Because I'm pretty sure most of these governor's orders have made it a, quote, requirement to wear a mask have also said if you can work from home, you should work from home.
So the way my tasks work is I do test cycles, and what I'm told is after I'm finished with a test cycle and I'm waiting for the next task to come, then I can use up to 20 hours of work from home time a week. But the problem is there's never any time between test cycles.
Okay.
So it's like a fake, you know,
right,
you know, way to get me work from time home.
Well, that's unfortunate. I do hope that it works out. I never thought about that in regards to subcontractors. Of course, mm-hmm. I can fight this at my other place of employment because I'm sort of critical.
And you are fighting it.
Yeah. Because I'm sort of critical to the functioning of the place. But for someone who, and I don't know whether or not he's good at his job, I'm presuming that he is, but a subcontractor is on the lowest totem pole of people who get cut. That sucks.
I think you're going to see more of it. Are you going to see more and more people complying with it and suffering all day long?
Until people start pushing back, it's just going to be more and more complying, like you're saying. People are going to go along to get along. Well, at least this guy in Castle Rock isn't going along to get along. He's pushing back. And you know, we mentioned earlier that he's been threatened, people saying they were going to burn his place down. People saying that they hope they all die from getting coronavirus.
Yep.
And also, he said, quote, I had one person from CBS4's report on it, quote, I had one person call me a Nazi and a white supremacist. And I said, well, I'm not even white. I'm Spanish and Korean, he said. I mean, he doesn't look like a white dude, you know. But people, they have their political opinions.
It doesn't matter anymore. Right. Nazi is so much more powerful.
I've seen Iranians, people literally of Iranian descent, called white nationalists and white supremacists. It's like...
You're a Nazi because you're opening your business. You're a Nazi because you want people to choose, to have the freedom to choose. Okay.
I would say that the ones who are closest to the Nazis are the ones who are, you know, emailing supervisors.
Anyone demanding that you comply and wear a mask, anyone demanding that you get a vaccine in order to go back to work, mm-hmm. anyone demanding that you no longer go to parks or beaches any longer, and when you do, you have to be 10 feet apart. I'm sorry, re-look up the definition of Nazi, because that's what you are.
Yep. He said, quote, if we mishandled food or whatever, they can intervene, and they do, he said about the Tri-County Health Department. He said, I understand they have the power. I'm just saying I disagree with the power because they're not elected. So he had a friend who showed up, Rob Taylor, family friend and customer, drove up from Colorado Springs to have a meal and support the restaurant. He said, quote, basically, my stand is on the U.S. Constitution. We have the freedom of commerce. We have the freedom to do business. And our amendment rights and Constitution instructs me to, when I see something that maybe the government isn't doing right, to be bold enough to say, we're going to do it this way, and we're going to honor God and our founding fathers, unquote. A sign on the restaurant's door. Now, this is what I was saying before. I said, I think people should just, if in this crazy new world, if you believe in freedom and you have a business, you should just put a sign up on the door that says, enter at your own risk. And just do it however you want inside your business. His sign says, quote, attention, our freedom doesn't end where your fear begins. I love that. Wow, what a great way to put what I was trying to say to one of our critical callers yesterday.
Here's another problem with all this that we're not thinking of. We're just talking about government fines and whatnot. But this man, insurance is very important when it comes
sure.
to business
Restaurants,
owners.
Yeah.
If you don't comply with, say, city code
mm-hmm.
or some law, your insurance company is going to renege on whatever happens. Even if your place burns down, it doesn't have anything to do with COVID.
Yep.
They're probably going to say, no, you didn't comply with the mandate. No coverage for you, bro.
You're right. Yeah, they've got you screwed. The rest of the sign says, if you are scared, stay at home. If you are afraid to be within 6 feet of another business, do not enter this business. God bless America, land of the free, with quotes around it, and home of the brave.
Good. Love it.
I wish it was still true, but I think the fear of COVID has forever put to rest the notion that Americans are brave.
Yeah, most Americans not even close.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, and which is not, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
Now, cops have been doing a lot of bad things. That's always been true.
Mm-hmm.
But this cop that you brought to the studio tonight. Well, you didn't bring
there's
a
no cop
the
in
story
here, right?
About a cop. Yeah. That was bad,
I hope not.
Very badly phrased. The story that you brought in about this cop was that he was talking about the unconstitutionality of these lockdowns or these mask requirements or whatever.
Oh, this is the cop that got fired.
Yeah,
he's being fired. He's on leave right now, paid leave.
He's on paid vacation.
Yeah, if you've ever listened to
this
show,
a violation of the rights of taxpayers in and of itself.
If you've ever listened to this show, you know we don't go easy on these good old boys because, well, we see a lot of what they do on a regular basis that you're not going to hear about in the papers, that you're not going to see in your bubble, on your social media bubble, because you're not people aren't taking, people have so much, the bootlickers out there have so much respect for the blue guys, the blue boys, that they just see, they can't see what is actually taking place. They can't see the domestic abuse that's coming from cop families. They don't see the guy
the
getting...
40% of police officers who beat their spouses.
The 40% reported cases.
Mm, yeah.
They don't see all of the...
Yeah, and if we're assuming that the reported number of COVID cases is low, we have to assume that the reported number of domestic violence cases among cops is low.
Now, the big claim out there is that they're not all bad.
Well, they don't all have to be bad.
All bad, and we're like, yeah, you know what?
The expression, as they pointed out, it's not that a few bad apples have to be thrown out. It's that they ruined the whole basket.
They absolutely do. And what happens, the reason that I don't think any of them are good is because when the good guy, because look at it this way, you've got bad cops,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
and then you've got cops who know about the bad cops
and
don't say anything. And you know what? In my book,
they're bad cops.
Those are bad cops.
Yeah.
And then you have the good cops, and they speak up, and they report, and they narc out their bad cop buddies, if you want to use that word, and they get fired.
See, I think good cop is an oxymoron. I think to be good, a cop would have to resign from the police force.
I would exactly, and I would refer to this guy. I would refer to this guy that we're about to talk to as a peacekeeper. I think he sees the Constitution.
He's a good person and a bad cop.
He sees in our libertarian utopia. What you know, we need there needs to be people who are, we need security. We need someone who is going to research the issues that take place, the bad things that happen.
I don't know that we necessarily do, but
are we going to do it? Are we going to be able to police ourselves?
I don't know that it would be necessary in a libertarian society for anyone to police anything.
I think that it'll never get to that point until we evolve to the next level that we can actually police ourselves.
Well, we're not
going to
have a libertarian
level.
Society until we reach that point.
That's the
point spiritually.
Correct. So that's where I want to be as well. Where we get to a point where we don't need dudes in blue policing us, even if they are peace officers or peacekeepers. I want to get to a point where we don't need that.
Well, how are they going to keep the peace? Would be the first question.
You're going to have
libertarian society.
All right,
how does a peacekeeper keep the peace?
You're going to have we're going to have a late night bar,
uh-huh.
and people are going to get drunk and they're going to get rowdy and a brick's going to get thrown through a window or someone's going to get in a fist fight. All right, so I kind of want to have a bouncer to throw that dude out, or I kind of want to have someone who is going to hold that person accountable. Maybe it'd be a bouncer in the establishment and an insurance agency that holds that person accountable, the brick thrower, and so the next day we're able to get this taken care of, that I'm going to get my window replaced.
What if he refuses to?
That good point. That's why we have what we have right now. You have people who are afraid that person is never going to, take care of his issue.
No, I'm not afraid of that. I'm asking you to face the actual consequences of what you're saying. Is that at the end of the day, we're going to have to use aggression against this guy to make him pay for paying for the window.
What I'm talking about are consequences.
Well, how is aggression going to make him do anything?
Talking about hurting that person, unless it's maybe financially, but I'm talking about consequences.
So you're okay with stealing from him?
No.
Are you going to hurt him financially if he does not consent to it?
I am not going to do business with him ever again.
See, that's...
My community is going to put him on a list, yeah. Yelp for people. This guy's a brick thrower. This guy drinks too much, and he throws bricks. Do not do business with this guy, and he's going to be excommunicated from there on.
Yes.
No one will do business with him. It will hurt him every which way. No one will give him a job. No one will do business with him, and he'll want to... fix the problem on his own.
This is the libertarian, you know,
but you don't need a peacekeeper for that.
That's where I want to be, but until...
Well, you'll still need to have a guy throw him off the property if he shows back up. That's what you need the security guy.
The bouncer.
Right. So this is the sort of libertarian, voluntarist ideal, right? The idea that there would be a reputation system that is so renowned, so widely used, that it could be effective. Because right now, if you're a crappy person...
You get away with it. You just move to another state.
Right. Or even if you're living in a medium-sized city, you just go to a different bar and you go to a different place and, you know, they don't know who you are.
You'll sleep on someone else's couch that night.
Or whatever. But if you are in a place where people are networked to the point where they do know who you are and there is some way of identifying you, which of course would be a large network of, you know, cameras and enforcement and ID and things like that. So the suggestion there would be that the society you're talking about may actually be more restrictive than the one that we're currently in some ways.
When we talk about, say, the Chinese credit system, it gets a real bad rap because of what it's doing.
Because it's state-run.
It's state-run. I am heavily in favor of a strong credit system.
And a reputation system.
My credit system is three different levels. It is your financial credit, your economic or your job, your job worthiness credit, and your community credit.
Yeah.
It's three different levels, three different numbers, and everyone can see it. And I'm thinking we're getting to a level where we have technology, I don't want to track people, but I mean we're almost there where
the technology is there for this. Yeah, that's true.
But the wrong people are in control of it right now. They're going to use it to trace us to see which of us has had the COVID vaccine pretty soon.
You know what would make this whole thing a lot easier? If we just chipped everyone and we tied that to their reputation, Conan, that would make this whole thing so much easier.
That's not where I'm going with that. That's where
they're add plus 10 or minus 10 to the reputation.
That's where they're going with it.
That's where you're going with it.
I'm not saying it works.
That's the end result.
I'm not saying that humans can actually be in charge of this.
You want to put an AI in charge of it?
Yes.
Okay. That's even better.
They're programmed by people, though. That's the thing.
A benevolent AI.
Yes. I'm with you, man.
This is
we can call it Skynet.
Hey. I'm not saying it won't work. I'm not saying it will work.
No, it'll work perfectly.
No, I'm saying this is the only thing that will take us to the next level, because we're not going to do it on our own. Humans can't do it.
But humans are responsible for doing it if the AI does it.
If they maybe we need the alien overlords to hand us over this AI so that we can move on to our libertarian utopia. We're not going to do it. We're not going to create it. Not at the level that we're at currently.
I'm a fan of this AI chipping program that we're working on here, Conan.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
It's a horrible idea. Everything about it is terrible. I like the idea of, you know, credit systems, reputation systems, and all of that. But it raises the question
of... How do you get from here to there, though? That's the tricky part with those.
Well, it's also a question of checks and balances. You know, someone with a great reputation could... It may be worth it to them in the short term to, in the long term, damage their own reputation by absolutely ravaging a competitor's reputation.
They wouldn't do that.
From their employers for short-term benefit all the time.
Because they don't see the consequences.
That's the issue.
They're not even thinking that they're going to get fired.
Why wouldn't they risk long-term damage to their reputation by, in the short term, doing something that benefits it?
If they were actually able to see the consequences, the reality behind their bad decision, they wouldn't do it. I'm saying there's too many opportunities in this free country we're in.
People already do it.
Because they think they can get away with it.
And the reputation system will have that same illusion. It'll be like, oh, I can't. This guy just started a business. I don't like this guy. I want to put this under. So I'm going to take my perfect reputation score and I'm going to stake it all on saying that he's a bad person. And in the long run, that will hurt my reputation because his will rebuild as people find out that he's not a scammer and all of that. But that's a long-term consequence to mine.
Well,
and we've seen the short-sightedness of people repeatedly.
All right, so we're talking about a credit system. It's a weighted system.
It would have to be weighted, I would think.
That type of damage would be it would have to be equal. So if you did a certain amount of damage to someone,
that's a long-term damage to me.
Exactly.
But I put this guy out of business.
Exactly, and the repercussions would have to be equal. So if you put someone out of business and ruin their lives and ruin their everything about them. And if it was found out that you did that to him, the repercussions would have to be equal. You would have to also lose your job and lose your family and lose every money.
I agree, but it wouldn't stop people who, like, quote, me, from doing that.
I'm thinking...
Because they would take that long-term risk. They would take that long-term punishment because it's just an illusion to them when the short-term game is real.
Not seeing it.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.